For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius says a final draft of a global climate pact would be legally binding. Fabius also says the accord would aim to keep the rise in global temperatures well below 2 degrees Celsius from pre-industrial times to the end of this century and endeavor to limit them even farther to 1.5 degrees Celsius. That was a key demand of small island nations and other poor and vulnerable countries. Fabius's comments came Saturday as delegates neared the end of 2 weeks of talks aimed at producing the first international pact asking countries to limit their greenhouse gas emissions. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has outlined the country's diplomatic goals for the next year. At a press conference in Beijing, Wang Yi says that one of the major goals would be promoting global cooperation in industrial capacity, as well as pushing for further interconnectivity between China and the world. Wang also pledged that China will uphold the principle of openness and win-win cooperation at the upcoming G20 summit to be held in the eastern city of Hangzhou next year. He added that China will be shouldering a bigger responsibility in safeguarding world peace and fighting terrorism, while continuing to support the global efforts in nuclear nonproliferation. Wang also noted that the country will accelerate the consumption of overseas livelihood projects and spare no efforts to assist Chinese citizens and enterprises abroad. From next year, the Chinese government is rolling out an interim regulation on the country's residence permit system. The regulation, published on the order of Chinese Premier Li Keqiang, is part of changes being made to the household registration or hukou system, which was set up to manage population distribution and control rural-to-urban migration. The new regulation will ensure basic public services such as education, basic employment, and automobile registration are made available to more citizens in order to promote social equity. A temporary residence permit system for migrants drew widespread criticism for perceived injustice and inequality. In February, the country's top leadership approved major reforms of the police system, abolishing temporary residence permits. Several big cities have already implemented the new residence permit system. The death toll in a U.S. airstrike against a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders in Afghanistan 2 months ago has risen to 42. The revised figures include the 14 hospital staff members confirmed to have been killed, as well as 24 patients and 4 caretakers. Previously, it was reported an approximate death toll of at least 30 people, but that figure has been renewed after review. Late last month, the U.S. military stationed in Afghanistan announced that the attack was primarily caused by human error. A second Spanish policeman working at the Spanish embassy in Kabul was confirmed dead during the Taliban attack on the embassy district on Friday. The Taliban detonated a car bomb outside of a guest house, which is situated close to the Spanish embassy. The attack has cost 10 lives and left 9 people seriously injured. The Spanish Interior Ministry announced that all of the remaining personnel in the embassy have been evacuated. New intelligence report shared with U.S. law enforcement warns of the ability of the Islamic State group to create false passports utilizing seized Syrian government assets. The report warned that IS has access to passport printing machines and blank passport books, raising the possibility that documents could be faked. The source noted that there is serious concern that this capability, coupled with the group's access to government buildings, could give rise to a new security threat of identity theft. Chinese police have arrested 12 human traffickers they believe have smuggled 1,800 people out of China to countries including the United States, the United Kingdom, Australia, and Italy. The 12 thought to be residents of Haiyan County in East China's Jiangsu province are being questioned in the provincial capital of Nanjing. 6 of them were caught in a Shanghai raid on December 6, along with 50 hopeful immigrants, along with materials and equipment for making fake visas worth 12 million yuan. The gang charged 30,000 yuan to 180,000 yuan for each passenger. Some 90% of the 1,800 were men around 20 years old. Latest official stats show that China's real estate investment continued to slow in the first 11 months of this year. Investment in the property sector grew merely 1.3% year-on-year, down 0.7 percentage points from the January to October period. The National Bureau of Statistics released a series of economic indicators on its official website on Saturday. That includes the highest ever monthly growth in the retail sales of consumer goods, recording an 11% rise in the sector. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.